we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I am your host, as always, weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time here in the Rockies. We are getting our first snows that are actually down where we live, where the Healing Center chalet trailer is. The peaks were snowing, getting snow maybe about a month ago, isolated instances. But now the snow's actually hitting. We're the peaks around here are maybe around 12,000 feet, and we're around maybe 9,000 feet. And Denver, as everybody knows, is Mile High, which is 5,000 feet, and that's where Mile High hours are. And we promote Mountain Hours here, and we actually signed up our first four. I think we've got now six businesses using Mile High hours, willing to accept that local organic barter script. And it just kicked off. We literally just we arrived in on Tuesday back from New York, where we launched Island Hours with Gigi Bowman, Edward Weaver, Ken Bowman, and it's just a matter of just having conversations. Say, join the barter network. It's free. We'll give you $200 or 20 hours every 3 months, and just spend it within the network, and then from there it goes. And we give a referral fee for those who bring somebody on board of 10 hours. So it's a methodology where you create a self-sustaining, self-financing revolution where the people become economically independent because they're using their own energy within their own monetary system. They're not letting a third party steal their energy and use their energy for things like, genocide, perpetual war, police state, bank bailouts, political corruption, lapdog media, whereby they effectively, by controlling our energy, they have created a synthesized or manufactured alternative reality. We live in the reality where there's mountains and human beings and animals, and we live in the reality. They have created a manufactured reality that they manifest and brainwash with their television and TV, culture, values, and all of that propaganda gets into our souls and wears on them and give us self-limiting beliefs. Well, we think there's a better way. We believe that humanity is far underutilized, that we have great things to create ahead of us. We just have to have a jubilee and a restart. Restart with usury and debt-free local currencies. Restart where we are self-sufficient locally. We'll be right back. Behavior, water full of chemicals, leaked all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic. War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaked all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccine, cutting down the populace on the name of peace.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils from Wall Street Bangsters.
The Wall Street Bangsters, and we're going to talk about inflation versus deflation, which we've discussed a little bit in previous shows. And, you know, commonly people will say that, you know, since the establishment of the Federal Reserve, the dollar has lost 96% of its buying power, or sometimes 92% or whatever the number is. And that's normally meant to imply that that's due to overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. If we had gold and silver, they wouldn't have been able to debase the currency and manipulate and just debase the value of a dollar. That the price increases are due to overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. Well, I hope I will endeavor to expose that deception. Prices are going up, but it is not due to overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. And this is extremely important to understand, is that banks don't want us to have too much money. Banks create the need for their product is loans, by having us have too little money. The less money that we have, the more we need them to borrow from them. So there's several issues. There's macroeconomics that kind of deals with the Federal Reserve, and then there's microeconomics that deal, more locally in, your own bank account, your own household economy, your own, the economy on your block. So the first step of the deception is that money is a fictitious entity, just like a government or a corporation. I've gone into this yesterday, and it's really important to understand that money is just a private contract. It's an IOU. Governments, corporations, contract. Animals don't have any of those things. These are things that are invented by human beings. In fact, because they're invented by human beings, they're not necessary to sustain life. It's not necessary to have money or corporations or banks or contracts in order to have life. They're just various forms of technology so as to make things easier to organize, to have agreements, so that we can trade and conduct commerce. So the reason why this is so important is if we always think that inflation if we always think that price increases are due to overproduction of Federal Reserve notes, it's always going to guide us down a corrupt path that's being engineered by the bankers themselves. The bankers want us to be dependent upon their systems and their commodities. So if they give everybody the impression that they're creating too many banks, IOUs in the form of Federal Reserve notes, if there's too many dollars, if there's too many yen, if there's too many won, if they're just creating all kinds of currency, just willy-nilly, just too much money, and that's the reason why prices are going up, a la Weimar Germany or Zimbabwe. They want us to believe that, banker disinformation, that we have too many Federal Reserve notes, so that we buy into the Rothschild International Gold solution, that we need scarce money. So really what it is, we already have scarce money, and they want to brainwash us into thinking that we don't have enough money. Brainwash us into thinking we have too much money, so that we then clamor for their solution. So it's the same thing over and over again, problem, reaction, solution. They engineer the solution. They want us, once they're done getting as much as they can using the Federal Reserve note, once that deception is no longer working, they're going to gravitate to their next controlled loyal opposition solution. And that loyal opposition solution is gold and silver, which they have a commodity control over, the same way that De Beers has commodity control over a semi-precious stone called the diamond. The reason why diamonds have great value is they engineer scarcity to keep the price high. So why have prices gone up? Well, just like diamonds, you can engineer scarcity. We're going to use petroleum in an example. So they use the time basis of, since the Federal Reserve was established, which was 1913, the dollar has lost, 96% of its value, or whatever number you want to use. So let's get into some of the other reasons why prices go up, even aside from the engineered scarcity. It should make it really important to understand that bankers that have worked very hard to get us in debt, the primary methodology that they steal with is with interest. And we become dependent upon their money system when we don't have enough money. If we have lots and lots of money, we don't have to borrow. And if we have borrowed, then it'll make it easy for us to pay our debts. It's just like we have a drought of money, not a flood of money. So we're going to get into the details as the price increases. Why have prices gone up? So with the baseline of 1913, just think of, you know, let's say you're an oil company back then. Most people did not have debts. People owned their house free and clear. They owned their business free and clear. They operated on a cash basis. There is very little, you know, the IRS started in the same time as the Federal Reserve. The reason being is we borrow our money into circulation, and the income tax is just usury on that's just the fee to use their money, which is, it's our money. We're paying a fee to use our own money. The bankers could not have any value for their system without us. We provide the value into all of these fictitious entities. Let's say I started a new government of the government of the Rockies. It's the Republic for the Rockies. So I get 10 people together and we all say we're going to start this government, whatever, it's a republic. Ultimately, that fictitious entity has very little commercial energy because there's just a few of us establishing it. But fundamentally, if you look in a drawer where they file the Corporation for the United States and the Republic for the Rockies, they would just both be pieces of paper. Fortunately, the Republic for the Rockies would at least be a government rather than a corporation. And the closer, you know, a government is established by human beings in the real world, whereas a corporation is established by a government. So let's get into the reasons over the last, say, 100 years why prices have gone up, just as they're saying. So think of it. It's really important to understand where things started. And where things started is, you owned your house, free and clear. You owned your means of transportation, which at that time was probably a horse and carriage, or maybe you had a car, who knows. In any case, you owned it free and clear. Your house, your business, the land where your oil well is, the company which refined the oil. So we're going to add all of these layers of expense to the price of the finished product, which is, you know, gasoline, or let's use gasoline. So number one, you start off that you have abundant money. You're all your debts are paid off. You are debt free. Well, all you got to do, first of all, is just, you know, at that time, gold and silver was the money. So all you have to do is just kind of slow down production. And as the population increases and people become more productive, the per capita quantity of gold and silver is going down. And as it goes down, you personally have less and less money, even though you're able to produce just as much. So it's like, it's kind of strange, like you're working harder, but there's less and less money because physically there just is not enough in that society. So let's just use an example of there's 1,000 people and there's 1,000 gold pieces and there are 100 people. That means 10 people, or each person, just to use a random distribution, would have 10 gold pieces. Well, what happens when you have more people move as the population grows? Then as you build, you become more productive.
Don't tell me
you
what
have
to do. I am the man.
Per capita.
If there's a God up there, something above. God, shine your light down here. Shine on the love, love of the loveless. Love of the loveless.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchies. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects. They remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via Mountain Hours. Surely not to live in pain and fear, and why it's so essential for us to understand why these price increases are occurring is that we don't gravitate to the wrong solution. We are being herded like sheep toward the Rothschilds' international gold system, and that is that that fear of hyping is being brought forward because of the idea that Federal Reserve notes are being overcreated. Why should we believe that there is a QE3? Well, it's because it was in the news, right? Isn't that the same news that told us that 19 bearded guys with box cutters took down the most sophisticated military on the planet with a 75% success rating? Or that government is going to save us, that it's our daddy. So, just because it's in the news, don't believe it. I don't have too many Federal Reserve notes, and I don't know anyone who says they have too many Federal Reserve notes. So, why do we think that prices are going up as a result of too many Federal Reserve notes? So,
this hour, I'm basically trying to explain the reasons and how they created those price increases without overproducing Federal Reserve notes. So the basis was that, we had $1,000 of gold, 1,000 gold pieces in circulation. There's 100 people, and but that number of people increases, and those people within the system are working more and more and more. But no matter how hard they work, that doesn't increase that gold supply. There's still just 1,000. So per capita, there's less and less. So as you have less money, you're like, man, I don't have any money. I want to expand. We're working really hard. We just got new contracts for more people want to purchase oil from us. So you make a deal with the devil. You sign a interest-based contract. And the banker's already got lots of money. He's not worried about making a profit. He wants your collateral, right? So if you're the oil guy, you're putting your oil field up as collateral in this system. And so now at the very point, you're the guy that actually drills the oil, like you look for it. So there's all these different levels. And just imagine the same process has happened at each of these levels. There's the crew that they go around and they locate the oil. Then there's the actual company which drills for the oil. Then there's the company which transports the unrefined oil. Maybe it's a pipeline or whatever that system is. Then it gets refined. Then once it's refined, it gets distributed or out locally. Then there's those distributors. Then there's the advertisers for those distributors and all of the other layers that are related to that particular industry. Marketing. So think of how that might be one company a long time ago. Maybe it'd just be a couple. But anyway, as money is scarce within that system, each of those separate entities, if you owned the vehicles which transported the oil, well, 100 years ago, you owned that equipment outright, whether it was a truck and carriage or whatever it was. Now, almost all of it is loan. There's loans on it. The communications in that system, the fuel itself to transport the vehicles which transport it. Think of how much more administration there is now than there was 100 years ago. How many businesses had their own CPA? And mind you, there was no, the IRS was just being established, so they had perhaps bookkeepers, but not on level that they have to keep up with. I forget whatever the tax code is. It's 2,000 pages or whatever it is. So now all these CPAs and bookkeepers, all of this administrative cost, well, they're all in hock as well. They all have business buildings, which rather than being owned, are they're borrowing because money's scarce. Think then of the layer of legislation for OSHA and government compliance for unemployment, Social Security, various fees and licenses.
A dream of love and peace and harmony, a world that loves and understands, different uniforms shaking hands.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn, it's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Revolution,
revolution,
love,
yeah, peace,
revolution, love, yeah,
peace,
revolution.
Pressure, the city is crumbling, the people are struggling, there's not much left for work here, see, we're under pressure.
Every day our lives are swallowed by the war, the unclean, unseen, omnipresent force, there's more money gold than there is in circulation, that's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends, the rising cost of living, now we're all running thin, inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement, interest is the whip they used to hit us.
Supports righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me, please understand.
Okay, we were having some technical issues. Nonetheless, the topic is the real reason for price increases are the application of interest, usury, regulation, administrative costs across an entire gamut of industries, and it creates a paradigm whereby at each level where everybody was formerly free and clear that they were locally independent, you know, just imagine, you know, you do it some work now, like just think, for instance, on your cell phone bill. If you look on your cell phone bill, think of all those different fees and costs and regulations and taxes and junk that get added in. Just, and that's without the stuff that's, you know, they're not showing you their income tax bill. Like if you get a Verizon bill, they're not showing you all the other fees that they pay. So it's the same thing gets applied in every industry. There's so many fees that we pay that do nothing toward the productive output of a society. CPAs don't do anything to help the productive output of a society. They're just an arm of the usury income tax system. So you pay a fee for the use of our own money, and then you have to hire another company in order to make sure that that's being administered properly. Think of how much money goes into putting that into effect. Often people will talk that you work till April or so just to pay your income tax. And that number fluctuates whatever that duration of time is. Add in all of the other fees and taxes and administration and all that junk. So in addition to this, you add in property taxes, rent, which are kind of the same thing. 100 years ago, we didn't have the same property taxes, and people owned their property free and clear. After the 33 bankruptcy, we then are debtors in possession even after the mortgage has been paid off, because the land is owned by the bankers because they bankrupted everything in 33. So all of these layers occur in each different industry, in each sector, over and over and over again. And, think of whatever particular business that you're in. Think of all the different layers that of distribution and marketing. These businesses all 100 years ago all owned everything free and clear, and they paid next to no taxes, which is just usury. So now all of these fees and expenses all get built up, and it's all based upon a petroleum economy, which is non-organic. So now, just by saber rattling with Israel and Iran, just through the manipulation of that fear, they can increase the price of oil, or they can shut down a refinery, or they can temporarily block the Strait of Hormuz, or just threaten to block the Strait of Hormuz, or they can just manufacture events that are just entirely non-existent. Just talk about it on their controlled media. Engineer scarcity, engineer fear, herd the sheep toward their solution. And of course, you do this over a long period of time, so it's not so obvious that incrementally the people are slowly boiling in, we're the proverbial frog. So that is the difference about this approach. They want us to believe that paper can never be used as a currency, because in order for us to be independent, to create an independent monetary system, we need to use either paper or digital tickets. Those are the only options. We have to use paper or digital tickets. I guess in some communities it would be possible to some extent to maybe make it out of grain or something that was very abundant in a particular community. You could even possibly do it with silver or gold if your particular community had abundant silver and gold that was in excess or at least equivalent to the people's ability to produce. But it's never a good idea to base it on any one industry, because that effectively you're allowing that industry to control the rest of that economy. And nobody wants that. You want to have self-sufficiency, independence, and an egalitarian distribution of the power. So this is very important to understand, that the prices are not going up because of overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. Repeat, you do not have too many Federal Reserve notes. I don't know anybody that's got too many Federal Reserve notes unless they're deeply connected to that corrupt system. And the technology of paper and digital tickets is perfectly fine as long as the issuer is fine. They're basically trying to wrap this whole thing up as to a Hegelian debate between gold and silver versus worthless fiat paper. Look, it's worthless. See, you can see the price of oil going up. It's $6 a gallon in California. That's going up because QE3 just passed. There's so many Federal Reserve notes. That's the reason why gasoline is so high. No, that's a banker deception, because they do not want the people to create their own money. It's engineered scarcity. All you got to do is cut off the supply of gold, or you can hype the fear of economic collapse. And the other thing that's really important to understand is they are not, there's no reason why a collapse is inevitable. There's no reason why a monetary collapse is inevitable. They are starving us from having Federal Reserve notes. If they gave us too many Federal Reserve notes, we could easily pay our debts and we wouldn't need their loans. They do not do that. They are starving us from Federal Reserve notes. It's a drought. So it's as if we're looking at a, you know, just imagine, you know, when you fly over the United States in a plane, you look down and you can see the circles where the ground is irrigated. It's real easy to see kind of on the prairie, kind of toward Denver, where it's the high desert, it's flat, and you can see the crop circles where the irrigation is in a circle. So when they give it water, when they irrigate it, it all turns green. Well, that's what the economy is like. When you give it currency, it turns green. It grows. So right now it's turning brown for lack of Federal Reserve notes. So what our intention is to irrigate the fields with our energy ourselves. We don't need the third party of the bankers in order to irrigate the field. The bankers need our energy in order to irrigate the field. We can irrigate the fields without them and make those crop circles all turn green. So to say that when the fields are all brown, that the bankers who are currently controlling the capacity to irrigate those crop circles, it's like saying that the banker, oh, at any minute, he's going to give. he's just about to quit. they're going to, you know, they're panicking. Well, they're standing there with a spigot and a hose. You know what I mean? He's got the banker has his hand on the spigot. Anytime he wants to, he can irrigate the field and make it turn green. And we're running around going, number one, they brainwashed us thinking that we've got too much water when we don't have enough. I'm hoping people can see the deception here because it's extremely important. They're saying we already have scarce money, so we already don't have enough water. And they're engineering us to a solution where we have even less water, meaning even more scarce money. This is how the game works. This is how they deceive us. It's opposite world. If the TV is telling us that there's too many Federal Reserve notes, what does that mean? Right? We don't have enough Federal Reserve notes. That's how the scam works. When the TV says that, they had too many loans given out to unqualified people, that the property wasn't qualified, that the borrowers weren't qualified, that they give all of these reasons why the loans were fraudulent, but never the fundamental reason, which is the application of interest. That's one. And two, that the bankers had the right to loan out our IOUs in the first place, even if they didn't have interest. It's our energy. Why do they get to spend our energy? It's us. It's our energy. The bank would have absolutely no value whatsoever. It produces nothing of value, just like the government or a corporation. It has no value. It's a fictitious entity. It does not exist in the real world. The only way that it can produce value is with human beings. So why should the human beings all be paying fees for banking or for government? All of these things can be financed without the violence of state, without us our commercial energy being stolen. So think of it, this, as far as I know, this is the only place that broadcasts this sort of information. This goes entirely contrary to the mainstream media and the Patriot media, because most of the Patriot media is financed by the the silver and gold bugs, the Rothschild gold cell, the loyal opposition solution. They're making the debate about gold and silver hard money versus paper and digits, when the banker can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digits. So this is a unique message that we wish to bring forward, because we don't want the people to be deceived. And, you know, this isn't a theory. In fact, do not listen to me based upon a theory. When we go out and promote the local currency, most of the businesses and individuals that we speak to, they're already bartering. And the reason they're already bartering is because Federal Reserve notes are scarce. So bartering allows them to get what they need without scarce Federal Reserve notes. They're able to be independent of the centralized international banking system. You don't have to be dependent upon a piece of paper in order to get what you need. You don't need mountain hours or Federal Reserve notes. Ultimately, you can borrow. We're just using technology that we create locally and organically without permission from governments or bankers or a vote or an election or waiting or gold or silver. We can do this entirely independent of any outside influence. We can do it and be self-sufficient in the exact same way that a barter network can sustain life and entirely be self-sufficient. So the next time you get a chance, take a look at your cell phone bill and just look at all those itemized expenses, which I would say that might represent 10% of their costs, which are engineered and completely unnecessary. We can replace all taxes with newly born hours credits. All of these things are created in order to create an increasingly shrinking pie. As that pie shrinks, that's what austerity is. As that pie shrinks, we're forced into borrowing. And then once we can't sustain our debt level, we then default. And that's what they wanted all along. The banker steals primarily by engineering defaults in order to gain the collateral of the debt slave, not by overproducing Federal Reserve notes with theft through inflation. It's theft through color of law in the form of usury. Engineering scarcity so that we physically, there's just simply not enough currency. There's not enough money in circulation in order for us to pay our debts and interest. It's a mathematic fraud. They can do this without manufacturing, manipulating the supply to begin with. But if you manipulate the supply, it makes it even more beneficial to the private user. So this is an interesting topic. I understand that monetary policy and monetary debate, it's not interesting all the time. But when you understand that inflation isn't the threat, usury and defaults are the threat. That is the real methodology whereby the banker steals from us, the private user. And we're not against banking. In fact, we will have more lending, banking, money, technology, bank technology. We will have far more without interest. Just get rid of the interest. It's unnecessary. And we got to make sure that a third party hasn't hijacked our capacity to create our own IOUs? Why is a third party spending our IOUs? What value do they bring to us? We need to create the monetary system so that it serves us rather than a tool of domination as it is now, a tool of perpetual scarcity. So I create each hour as a separate thing. We're going to upload this as a podcast for other people to study later on. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan stating the truth that the bankers are the sovereigns. The government is not the sovereign. The government is the patsy. I believe in the non-aggression principle, so I agree with libertarians with respect to that, or anarchists. I support the non-aggression principle. However, blaming government is a misappropriation of blame. The private bankers are the problems because they can engineer defaults and enslave the people even if there was no government. They can enslave the people in an agora with voluntary contract based upon a fraud of usury. So we must eliminate force and fraud if we wish to be free. So I was thinking during the break with respect to the other costs, you know, think of all of the costs that we have now to run a business compared to what there was 100 years ago. So all of these costs get built in to the product. So think of, you know, in addition to your, you know, for your home itself. So those business owners, they just own houses. So when they're paying a mortgage for a house that they own free and clear from, you know, say 100 years ago, all of these things get inflated. I shouldn't say inflated. I meant to say the prices go up. That's what I meant to say, is the prices go up just because we have more and more costs built into the end product that were not there. So, and by the way, like every one of these things, property tax, all the utilities that we have. So you have a water bill, a phone bill, an electric bill, your internet, am I covering the property tax, unemployment taxes, OSHA, all of these fees, licensing fees, every single one of these things, all of them can be paid for. And they could be paid for with newly born hours so that there's no fees at all. Zero fees. You can eliminate all of these taxes, eliminate usury, and create newly born hours credits the same way that Lincoln financed the Civil War, or Benjamin Franklin had colonial script for colonial Pennsylvania. All of these things could be done, and think of how much more money everyone will have. it's hard to even, you know, talk to people about this because we've been debt slaves living in scarcity for so long. Now, the thing that will go up in price then is once we have abundant money, you know, just imagine that, you know, you wiggled your nose and everybody owned their house free and clear, and they, you know, they're debt free, owned everything free and clear, owned their house free and clear. Who's going to want to dig the ditches? Who's going to want to clean toilets and sewers and do all the dirty jobs? Those individuals will have an opportunity to make a significant amount of money in a short period of time. Those would be kind of great jobs to do part-time while you're going to school. We'll be right back.
War for the profit, bomb for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace.